Hey guys, today we are going to be talking about the ins and outs of this coronavirus pandemic and the good and bad things of this quarantine that's happening right now. And the reason why I'm talking about this is just for the fact of some security for people, I guess. I know that some people have been taking this very hard and very stressful during these times. So I'm just going to discuss this on my podcast. So welcome back if you're listening, and thanks for listening, I guess. So the bad things, we're just going to start off with the bad, because then we can ease into the good. So I just love doing that. The bad things about this quarantine is because it's taking people out of their jobs. It's leaving people with only like $1,000 from unemployment a month, and that's probably more than that what they made in a month at their normal jobs. Probably. I'm not saying that for everyone, I don't know. But anyway, it's just leaving people without jobs, and they have to pay taxes, and they have their kids to provide for, and they have the food that they need to buy at the grocery stores. One person that I know that it's affecting in a bad way is my stepmother. She is a hairstylist, and she has been unemployed for about 2 months now due to the quarantine in the pandemic, because you're not really supposed to stay 6 feet away from everyone, and she's been getting unemployment, so things are okay for now, and everyone will get back up on their feet, so don't worry about it. But it's affecting her, and so I'm just going to say that. And why is this quarantine good? Number one, it's keeping us away from the more chance of getting sick, I guess. But at the same point in time, more people have died from the flu in Ohio. Like, 70,000 people have died from the flu, and that's nothing. That's a lot compared to the coronavirus. Not nothing, guys, I didn't mean to say that. Who is it affecting in a good way? Well, first, we thought it was affecting us students in a good way. I remember the day that we got the call, the same day we were on our phones the night before, and we got texts from everyone saying that at 10 a.m. we would all just start coughing and see if we would get out of school due to the pandemic. And we did that, and the night I turned on the TV, saw the press conference, and then I got the phone call from my superintendent and saying that school is closed. And honestly, we had to go to school the next day, because I think it was on a Thursday, and we were supposed to go Monday, but we didn't end up going. But on Friday, we all were in the halls yelling about how school's out, and everyone was talking about how their detentions aren't going to be on anymore because school's out and all that. We were all just kind of happy, but then it definitely went downhill for us at that time. We all got bored. We all wanted to see our friends. And we all kind of got sick of sleeping in, I guess. I know, hard to say that. But I had to wake up at 5:15 in the morning every day. And I missed waking up at 5:15. I'm out of my routine so bad right now. Yeah, it's not good for me. Okay, we're going to talk about the anxiety problems in school. There is definitely a lot. I was texting my friend, and she was talking about how her grades are low because of this at home online school thing, and she was just so confused with everything, because our school, we don't really use the Zoom and stuff to communicate with each other. We just basically flat out read what we're supposed to do. And she was just so confused and so stressed out because she thought that she was going to fail. But things turned out well, and she emailed the teacher, and the teacher just made a mistake putting the grade in, and it all turned out to be okay. But definitely anxiety is definitely, I don't know if it's really higher, but it's still there. Because my anxiety's kind of been a let go, because I've been doing pretty good in school. But for others, it's been a lot higher than it normally is. But for the people that normally have high anxiety, it's been a bit lower. And the economy problems. There is a lot going on with our economy, with restaurants shutting down, and basically every place is shut down except medical facilities, but they even have to like space us out, and like orthodontists and stuff, and just our economy is dropping, our money is dropping, because you don't just get money from somewhere. You don't just have a number in the bank. That's basically what you just have. You have a number in the bank. But just imagine if, let's say, the banks are just done. You can't have them anymore because there's not enough money in the world. That number in the bank won't be there. You have your cash and your credit cards even. It's not real. It's not really real money. It's not cash. It's not something in your hand. So that's a problem with the economy and how this quarantine is doing to us. And another thing is that the news, I was sitting on my couch the other day, and I was with my mom, and I turned on the TV, and I immediately saw a big headline that said that a guy was diagnosed with the coronavirus, and he went to 5 bars before that. And I was like, you're just trying to spread fear. You guys are trying to calm us down, but that's not what's happening. You are literally going out there saying that we could get the coronavirus if we were at this bar, but we really could have been carriers in the first place. And so basically, they're just trying to say that more people are going to try to get it. But we might not. We might actually be going down in numbers. I follow Licking County's health bar stuff. And I saw, and there aren't that many more diagnosed cases in a day. There's only like 1 or 2 more from that. And the news is trying to exaggerate. Okay, one person was diagnosed, but he's also been to 5 bars. Okay. We just don't need to hear it. We need comfort. We need facts. We don't need fear. We need facts. We need to know how this is going to end, when this is going to end, and what's it going to do to us. That's what we need to know. And, okay, here's some facts out of the coronavirus that... Oh, the fear thing. I'm still on that. Today, I was in my car going to the orthodontist, and I was looking out the window, and immediately I look, and I'm at this roundabout, and I am seeing these cars pass by, and I'm like, what? And I'm looking out the window, and I'm trying to stare at these drivers, and they, like, all of them have masks on. I saw 15 people, at least, with masks on in their car. And I was like, but you're not going to get the coronavirus in your car. You're already in there. So how are you going to get the coronavirus in there? The only people that are really in there with you is your kids and your husband, which you're already around all day because of this quarantine. So why are you wearing a mask? That's basically my whole thing with this. But anyway, in Ohio, let's just talk about this. So there have been 21,000 cases and 1,271 deaths out of 11.69 million people in Ohio. Just that small percent. It's just that small percent out of 11.69 million people. And these people on the news are trying to make it seem like such a big number because they're not putting it out of our total population. They are not. They are saying that we have 21,131 cases. But there is so many more people in Ohio. And there have been like 70,000 cases of the flu out of 11.69 million people in Ohio than the coronavirus. And there's only 1,271 deaths out of 11 million. Okay, people? 11 million. So everyone is making a big deal out of this. But it's not. It's a small percent of a ton of people. And just over half of the coronavirus case deaths, just over half of the deaths, 577 out of 1,271, have been of people at least 80 years old, an age group that makes up just 4% of Ohio's population. Nationally, before the coronavirus, this age group accounted for 44% of all deaths. So before the coronavirus, 44% of the people died at 80, and now 4% because of a virus. And in Ohio, our average death age is 78 years old. So seriously, I'm pointing that out there. And only 89 of the 1,135 reported deaths to date have been of people under the age of 60. And just including 24 under the age of 50. And so that's not a lot, okay? There might be a lot in... There's not even a lot in the 80s range. But, like, they're making us kids stay home and all that. But seriously, it's not a lot. And guys, this is my update and my thoughts on this whole coronavirus pandemic thing. You guys don't have to necessarily think the same way as I do, but this is trying to just open up your eyes to maybe not be as scared as some people originally are. So thanks for listening if you are, and thanks for joining me today.